Hello, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am your host, Mortiza. Please stay with us. Muslims must spread the true message of the religion of Islam to the people of the earth who still actually suffer very much from racism, tribal bigotry, and even many other wrong manners and beliefs. Even among some Muslims, the scourge of racism exists and causes harm among communities. The only way to completely eradicate racism is to embrace the oneness of the Almighty Allah and to accept its legal conclusion, the oneness of humanity. Islam, in particular, is against all forms of racism and bigotry. Racism is the belief that one race is superior to another, or one color of skin is superior to another, or the people of one country are superior to another. Such beliefs, in general, are the characteristics of the pre-Islamic ignorance, but we have seen this ignorance, unfortunately, these days very much widespread in some regions and in some geographical locations. In the religion of Islam, we believe all races are equal to Almighty Allah, and the only characteristics that makes someone superior to another is righteousness, and that's the distinguishing point between those who are closer to the Almighty Allah and those who are very much far away from Him. Allah has dignified all the children of Adam, all human beings and all races in the world. So that's why we can simply find out that all races, all people are considered to God as equal, and those who are very much righteous, they are superior than the others. The Almighty Allah created different races and tribes so that different people would recognize each other and learn from each other, not so that races would fight each other. In fact, the Almighty Allah created different skin colors and languages as a sign of His creative power. Righteousness is the only quality that makes someone virtuous in the sight of Almighty Allah, not races or skin color or lineage or country. This teaching against racism was delivered by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, during his farewell sermon, indicating how important he believed it was the message of the true religion, Islam. Unfortunately, and I'm sorry to say that many countries and places apply racism to minorities and marginalized groups. This is very much wrong. And the most outstanding example is today is about this rule and this rule that banned Muslims to enter some countries, for instance, the United States of America. No one is better than anyone else except by, for example, good deeds. That's I think it is, you know, sufficient evil for a man to be, you know, profane, vulgar, greedy, or cowardly. So these people who believe that they are superior than the others, these people are, you know, filled with a lot of anger, you know, racism, and all those types of negative qualities that they need to eradicate them from their hearts.
There were things I really liked about InfoWars, but that was before they became a Trump-supporting hub of spreading ignorance and hatred against Islam.
Islam is a violent, intolerant religion, which in its current form has no place whatsoever in liberal Western democracies. The problem is not radical Islam. The problem is just Islam.
Wow. Either you're naive or you're depending on the naivety of people out there who are watching your videos.
I've got a few questions.
Well, incidentally, I have a few answers.
If banning people from countries because of their religion is bad, then why do 16 Muslim countries ban Israelis because of their religion?
Israel is not a country. It's a foreign occupation of the noble indigenous people of Palestine and an apartheid state. Apartheid is a system of institutionalized racial segregation and discrimination, and it's the duty of all decent people, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, to oppose it by any means necessary, whether it's done by Jews, Muslims, or any other religion or race. Apartheid is against the values of humanity and against the values of Islam. That's why a Muslim nation like Iran severed ties with South Africa in 1979 and imposed a trade boycott in protest against the country's apartheid policies. Are South Africans Jewish? Here's Nelson Mandela referring to the leader of the Islamic Ummah as my leader.
My leader. How are you?
You see, it's not about being Muslim or non-Muslim, it's about being a good person and opposing oppression, whatever form it takes. So don't try and paint this as a Muslims versus them scenario when it's clearly an oppressor versus the oppressed scenario.
If Islam is culturally compatible with the West, why do the majority of Muslims living in the UK think that homosexuality should be criminalised?
Well, first of all, let me try and break you out of your little arrogant cage there. I mean, what makes you think that the West is the standard and that everyone has to comply and conform to its superficial values? I mean, only a few years ago, they had laws against homosexuality. Now that they've legalized them, you expect the whole world to legalize it? And why are you equating Western culture with homosexual rights when polling in 2016 showed that at least 37% of Americans oppose same-sex marriage? So don't try and paint a picture as though Muslims are the only ones who are opposed to it. Major world religions like Christianity, Judaism, and Islam are opposed to homosexuality. And this is an issue of sexual morality, which affects all aspects of society, including marriage and divorce rates, family culture, and sexual ethics in general. The West, especially the UK and America, are in no position to point the finger at anybody when it comes to sexual morality. You know, it's funny. When the Orlando massacre took place and 50 people were murdered in cold blood, I didn't actually see Muslims blaming gay people or the LGBT community.
Why do you fail to speak out against Islamic terrorism, yet organize mass protests when someone draws a cartoon of Muhammad?
It's funny, because you answer this yourself where you ask, if terrorism is all just a backlash of Western foreign policy, why are most victims of terrorism other Muslims? Well, that's just it, isn't it? Muslims obviously are opposed to terrorism, because the bulk of it is aimed against other Muslims. But the fact that you expect Muslims to speak out against acts of terror as though they're the ones responsible is worrying. Don't get me wrong, it's the duty of all Muslims to speak out against all forms of terror. That's why Muslims oppose America's state-funded terrorism, whether it comes in the form of the Taliban, or Al-Qaeda, or ISIS. And rest assured, whatever your next president brings, we'll oppose that too. Oh, and as for the cartoons of Muhammad, this is a question of the balance between freedom of speech and respect. A balance which the world needs to learn. I mean, you can't just go up to a black guy and say, "Nigger what?" and then say, "Oh, I'm exercising my freedom of speech." No, it doesn't work like that. It's disrespectful. Similarly, you can't just go into a cinema and be like, "Oh, fire, fire," because it's going to affect other people. You can't just sit in an airplane full of people and shout out, "Bomb, bomb," because other people are gonna get freaked out. So yes, you do have freedom of speech, but you have to exercise that right within the boundaries of respect. But what exactly are you trying to say? That cartoonists can exercise their rights to insult the greatest man that ever lived for Muslims globally, but then Muslims can't exercise their rights to protest against it?
I know he sees me. Now I know it.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, the teacher. For instance, a man might say to another man that I am more noble than you. Yet no one is made noble except by the fear of the Almighty Allah. The Prophet would rebuke his companions, for instance, if they ever denigrated people because of their race. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his tradition was the authentic source of behaving towards one another in the history of Islam. And of course, we know that no one is supposed to boast about his or her lineage or ancestors. And this behavior is highly forbidden in the religion of Islam, since all people are descended from Adam and Eve, his wife. The only creation, the only criterion of superiority is faith and righteous deeds. There is no more criteria that we can apply to find out who's better than the other and who's superior or who's inferior to another one. Tribalism, for instance, is very much forbidden in the religion of Islam. Everybody knows that it is very much, fanatical adherence to ethnic loyalty, even when it leads to oppression and injustice. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, disavowed himself and Islam from anyone who acts according to the ideologies of tribalism. Today in the world, for instance, the United States of America needs to understand the true Islam, because this is the one religion that erases from its society the race problem. Unfortunately, we have seen the American president recently issued a rule that Muslims cannot enter the United States based on their religious background. This is very much, racism, and he is, to a very great extent, interpreted as a racist. The Almighty Allah does not tolerate any form of superiority that one experiences over another. In terms of the Islam's view on joking or being racist towards other races and nationalities, the Holy Book of Islam makes its stance very much clear that it is highly rejected and it is highly forbidden. Even when we look at the Shiites in particular, when we study the letter of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, to Malik al-Ashtar, when he was appointing him as the governor of Egypt, we have seen this idea that he is not supposed to treat the people of Egypt with racial discrimination and any discrimination which is based on their backgrounds, skin colors, and etc. and etc. That is how a true Muslim starts his journey in physical life, and this approach, this particular approach, discriminating approach, is not the way that the religion of Islam is proposed to its believer. And as a believer, we must not apply this discriminating criterion to judge upon other people.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel but it's allowed. Are you listening? Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving.